Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Did you know when the body is balanced, it heals itself? This is the guiding principle of Dr. Mark Armstrong. Dr. Mark is the founder of Ahimke Center for Wholeness. Ahimke is a wellness center that offers services and training programs that help you grow yourself. Ahimke is a word which symbolizes our commitment to honor the sacredness of all life and our respect for the vital force that flows through all living creatures. We seek to teach and heal, and thereby express our love for mankind, the earth, and the infinite universe. Ahimke Center for Wholeness services include acupressure, foot detoxification, Reiki, iridology, massage, Ahimke mind management, which is a process that uses the natural rhythms of the body to balance the mind. It enables total well-being and getting the thinking out of the way so the brainstem can do its work, and much more. For more information, visit ahimke.net. That's ahimki.net. Ahimke Center for Wholeness, honoring the ancient practice of energy medicine.
It's not always easy to see what is coming at you, or better yet, for you. You need someone in your corner who can help you navigate those blind spots. Life Coach Today has a unique ability to guide you toward clarity with compassionate coaching and an amazing sense of humor. As a coach for over 15 years, Life Coach Today has been working closely with people and freeing them to live their best life. If you are in a spot where your best friend's advice or family member's tips are not working for you, you want to step onto the playing field of life with a coach who will walk with you and support you in tapping into the best in you. When you are done with Life Coach Today, you will be the change you want to see. We'll give you practical tools to finally embrace all of you and empower you to step into your greater yet to be. For a 45 minutes complimentary session, email Life Coach Today at ask@lifecoachtoday.com. That's ask@lifecoachtoday.com or call 678-561-0607. That's 678-561-0607. Be still, listen, and be transformed.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed, I am love, I am great, I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
Yes, we are, yes, you are, and the best way to know, the best way that I know to access that knowingness that you are free, that you are healed, that you are the divine of God and the delight of God. Yeah, that's right. Is to be still. Have you taken time to be still today? Have you listened to yourself? Have you neglected yourself? Have you abandoned yourself? Yourself is calling you. It's time to atone. It's time to apologize. It's time to come back home to yourself, because you need you right now.
I want you to know I have fallen on my own. I have failed to be all the things you need. I want you to see I'll get back eventually. There's just someone I forgot to be. So be still my
about it as a romantic relationship, or you can think of it as a personal relationship. The truth is, the best romantic relationship is the one with self. And then when you know how to fall in love with yourself, you can bring your whole self to a union with the other. You can be aware and open. You're willing to go places that you know you're afraid to, but you feel safe. Because even if the other is not there for you, you have fallen in love with yourself, that you care about yourself enough to say, I got you. It hurts, but I got you. Be still, my heart. I saw it coming. I felt something, but I ignored it. But I got you. So I'm coming home. I'm home. We're home. Be Still My Heart, State of Man. Their website address is stateofman,
stateofmanmusic.com. stateofmanmusic.com. Yeah, I'm feeling the theme of today's, I'm feeling the vibe of today's theme. And words are just coming out my mouth without the permission of my brain. So whatever comes out, it is what needs to come out, I guess. the treasures of silence. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and change is inspired. And when change is inspired, you become somebody else. And when you become somebody else, you make a difference in your life. And when you make a difference in your life, you can't help but make a difference in other people's life because you're not the same. So they have to respond to you differently. They may not like you. They may not like it. But you are always making a difference. You may be the one bringing the hell or the one bringing the heaven consciousness. You get to choose. Don't blame it on anybody else. Be responsible for the energy you're bringing into your environment. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. Of course, on lifeconversationsradio.com. And I am, is your host, also known as Ade, also known as Ade Anifuwishi, also known as Life Coach Ade, also known by so many other great names, because I am one with the greatness of life. So whatever name the greatness of life subscribes to, I'm there. I'm a lifetime member. Yes, Life Coach Ade is here to navigate you through silence. To grow and expand. Shh, hush. Somebody is calling your name. It's you. It's your heart. It's your soul. Oh, there's so much treasures. Don't worry. Fear not. Be still. Be still. Okay, you ready? Let's do it. Let's go, Celeste. Celeste, shh. Hey, Celeste, how are you doing? Don't.
Oh, Life Coach Ade. You know how authentic we are on this show, right? And
yeah,
how real we are.
Actually, yeah, I'm going to say something because it was in my head when I was talking earlier and I didn't get it.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. If it's the same thing, I don't
so
know.
So I'm going to let you know that I am in need of this show. I am in need of my family's prayers. There's nothing dramatic going on. We have our life and our health, but I'm certainly under a lot of stress in this moment. So I'm happy to be in the house of love where I get to be still and listen to you and be transformed.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I'm at, on a real tip.
It's a good place of receptivity, a place to ask for guidance and support.
Mm-hmm.
To say, I need to lean on folks. So I just invite the listeners right now, those of you listening online on your mobile devices, those of you listening in the archive, that's right, there's no time and space and spirit. Those of you listening on the phone line, just imagine that we have a circle and Celeste is in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of see her standing in a receptive manner. And sometimes when this happens, people get in touch with what they need. Like, oh, I want to be in a circle. Well, go in a circle. Go on, just jump in there right now.
Mm-hmm.
And those of us who are surrounding you, just come together collectively and see you and see your true essence, knowing that you, Celeste, and everybody else in the circle are the solution to whatever you're moving through. We are lifting you up. We're shining the light of love on you. And we see you navigating all tasks and projects and challenges just with ease and grace. We see support coming from so many channels. We just see things working out. We see you tapping on a keyboard and you push what would be considered a wrong button, and you find your answer. We see people just willing to support you, asking for support. We see people connecting with the essence of who they are because you, Celeste, and everybody else in the circle said, I need your love. So we thank you for giving us the opportunity to love you, to lift you up, and for us to remember that we are love in action. And so it is. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, my brother. I'm going to get to your announcements right now.
Let me get at my confession. It's interrupting. It's getting in the way of what I'm feeling and thinking. I just want to know, why people would you post a radio show on a brother's wall when you know his show is coming up? I love you, but don't do that.
Wow.
Don't do that. I mean, come on. Can we respect one another? Maybe I need to be in the circle. No.
Come on. Are you serious?
Speak my truth.
I'm behind. Let me get over there so I can post live now so people know what's up.
I love my sister, love my friends, but come on. I mean. Okay. Now that
it's
I got that real show.
You know, I think it's easier to get still when you're able to let the stuff go. You know? I mean, you could tell that.
And
it's
easier to get still when you confront the stuff that is nagging you rather than pretend it's not there. You could pretend, well, I'm not going to do that because that's not spiritual. No, just get it out. Just get it out. Because the treasures of stillness is the gift of self. And you being anchored in yourself and there's no judgment. You're just expressing what is. So the show's already started. Treasures of silence. Mm-hmm.
I love it. Thank you, Life Coach Jay. I'm sure you made your delete button the friend today, so I won't see.
Oh, I didn't even think twice. You know, there would have been a time where I'd be like, no, I don't want them to think I'm mean. I was like, come on. Okay, that's one thing I love about. So they're just like, okay, there's the delete button. Delete. I wasn't even hiding it from my timeline. I'm deleting it. I mean, come on now. Honor me. I honor you. Let me get off that. I need to go. Let me go and be still this for a minute and come back. Because some people may be like, oh, he got me in the center now. He knocked me out of my center. He's complaining about people posting on his wall. I can never knock you out of your center. I can encourage you. Whoever you are, you get to choose. Okay, Celeste, I'm out.
You're never out. You're always in. Hello, family. Oh, it's so good to laugh. I knew I'd laugh when I came over here to you. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. My name is Celeste Morgan, and I'll be keeping you informed of all the happenings going on with the Ask Life Coach Today radio show and LifeConversationsRadio.com. You can find the Nutty Professor, a.k.a. Life Coach Today, right here from Monday through Wednesday from 12 until 2 p.m. Eastern. If you happen to miss him live, all the shows are archived. You can even subscribe on iTunes by entering Life Conversations. You don't have to go a day without Life Coach Today. Call in with your questions, thoughts, and anything you're dealing with so Life Coach Today can support you. The call-in number is 347-426-3346, and make sure to press 1 on your keypad. Now, if you can't call in, post your questions on the Ask Life Coach Today fan like page. Please be sure to create a new posting. We want to make sure we get to you. If you don't do or you can't get on Facebook, go to lifeconversationsmedia.com, hover on the Life Conversations radio menu, then you will see a drop-down menu. Click on the Ask Life Coach Today button and fill in the email. You can also join me around 1 for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, where I offer the energy of the day on the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. And since Life Coach Today is solo, you're also going to be getting good news on Tuesday. So if you want to email Life Coach Today, you can do so any time of the
day. I'm right here. You need me?
Oh,
hug, hug.
I got you, boo. What you want? Go ahead.
I'm letting them know how they can email you any time of the day, and you'll answer their questions on the air.
Okay, good. I'm out.
Mm-hmm. The email address is ask@lifecoachtoday.com. You can also email Life Coach Today if you have a topic you would like him to cover for an upcoming show. What has you curious? Let's get Life Coach Today's perspective on what you see moving and shaking in the world that is impacting you. The theme for the month of February is loving what is.
I ain't saying nothing. I did nothing. I'm out.
Loving what is, family. Loving what is exactly as it is in the moment. It just hit me on a spiritual level. Excuse me. And we have wonderful shows that will keep you laughing and keep you uplifted coming up. They will help shift you one conversation at a time. Since Wednesday is the last day of the month for Life Conversations Network with Ask Life Coach Today, we're actually going to have Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today. Learn how the unacknowledged truths in your ancestral blueprints may still be influencing your life today. Be sure to join Mbasa Safir for the play experience. Have you played with yourself today? Have you passionately loved and appreciated you? If not, take a trip on the playground every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern. Also, be sure to join me for the Celestial Show, Celeste Morgan, every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern, where we go more in-depth with numerology, medicine cards, and tarot to help you make more inspired moves on your life's journey. Also, the Ask Life Coach Day radio show is syndicated on Within Radio every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern. For more info, go to inspiredbroadcasting.com. Finally, you have an opportunity to contribute to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. Go to lifeconversationsmedia.com, then hover, don't click, on the Life Conversations radio menu. Then click the Ask Life Coach Today drop-down menu, and you will see a donate button on the right-hand side. No amount is too small, and we thank you in advance for being a blessing. Now, that wraps up your wacky announcements. Let's welcome back Life Coach Today.
Woo! Celeste, you got through it. Yay! I'm so proud of you. See, you ask and you see. And when the download happens, it's at a time and space, it catch you anywhere.
So, I know, right? So I'm loving what is right now, Life Coach Today. Everything, the way it is, I'm going to receive it all as a sacred message. Now I got to get back to work.
I know. Nothing is wrong. Nothing is wrong. It's happening just the way it needs to happen. So we're loving it with you. All right.
All right.
To you later.
Yeah, you'll see me around 1:30. Goodbye.
All right. Oh, okay, cool. All right. I'm going to get notification live on air. Talk about loving what is. I'm glad she said it. Yes, yes, yes. Like she said, let's call it the crazy announcement. I don't remember what she called it. She called it something. But anyway. Yes, when you practice silence, when you allow yourself to become still, you just allow yourself to go and grow with the flow. I want to welcome Glow Glow while we're glowing with the flow. Glow Glow, Tanya, nice to see you, my sister friend. Monica is in the house. What's up with this phone lady? What's the nickname, phone lady? I don't know. Where did that come from? And then Glenda, listening on the phone lines and other numbers who are trying to be incognito. And then a chat room. Yes, yes. Cheryl is sending Celeste lots of love and prayer and white light and lifting you up and blessing your environment, blessing your workspace. We have Sylvia. I was just thinking about you a few days ago, Sylvia. I was. But I've really noticed now. I'm getting kind of redundant because telling people, I was just thinking that, and I'm thinking, oh, enough already, because I know what the deal is. I know what's up, you know. Silent listeners, disguised as guests, thank you. Those of you listening on the archives, thank you for tuning in to yourself first. So pat yourself on the back, give yourself a hug, recognize this moment that you really did tune in to yourself, and you heard the guidance
to tune in to the show. You know, sometimes you go you go a day without life coach, and they say, "Oh my God, I missed the show because you didn't tune in to yourself." But you know, everything always helps us to recognize who we are. Yes, you are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. And we're moving in the energy of silence, of stillness. As much as I want to whisper, well, maybe I will. I don't know. I just feel like I want to be very gentle. That we're going on an adventure. You know, life is an adventure. And there's so many treasures around. And we miss it sometimes because we're frantic. We miss it sometimes because we're stuck in the past. We miss it sometimes. We miss the treasures because we're complaining. We miss the treasures because we're worried about the weather. We miss the treasure because we're not looking forward to going to work. We miss the treasure because the car didn't start and then now you're late. We miss the treasure because the bus driver won't open the door because you're late and he should open the door, at least let you sit inside the bus, but he's following his instructions. We miss the treasures. So today, the intention is to support you, support myself, support ourselves, to be still, to take time to be silent, to just listen, to hear what needs to be heard, to hear what is seeking to be birthed. And when you do that, so, you know, there's so many places I want to go with this. Silence, I encourage you to take time to just be still and sit still and close your eyes and to the best of your ability, eliminate distractions. And just be still, right? That's one aspect of it. But I also want to encourage you to develop, to cultivate a relationship with yourself that you can be still, that you can be silent, even while there's activity all around you. To be in stillness while you're in traffic, in stillness while your child is screaming. In stillness, while things are not working out the way you want it, you can just tap in. You can just take a deep breath. And when you cultivate that consciousness, the things you need will literally just fall on your lap. They fall on your lap. They just come to you. You know, they track you down. And here's an example. It's something I want to share with you. So I was just in my space, because sometimes the titles of theme, they for the most part, well, no, that's not true. Some of the titles come from the authors or the people we're interviewing, you know, the movers and shakers in the spiritual world or what they're doing. And particularly the shows that I do when I don't have a guest are inspired by my life. And those of you who listened yesterday or listened to me over the last few months, 3 months at least, know that if you don't, I'm telling you now, I'm sure I've talked about it, but I take a day, a month, 24 hours to just be still. I stay in my room and meditate, listen to meditative music that feeds my soul. Maybe read, maybe journal, maybe even watch a movie, but watch a movie that speaks to my spiritual essence, that reminds me of the truth. I stay away from Facebook, from texting, from all the stuff that can wait. So today's show is inspired from that experience, and I do it once a month. I'm going to move it to twice a month soon. And then maybe every other 3 months or something, I do it on a weekly basis. So really what I'm sharing with you is an expression of my experience and what I know to be true from being still, what I've learned and what I've experienced in life. But before I do that, I want to share you a gift that I received. So I was going to say, as I was moving today, I was feeling very peaceful, very grounded. I transcended space and time. And then as I was getting ready, I looked at the clock and he said 11:48. I said, oh, wow, 12 minutes to the show. Okay.
I snapped back into reality. You better hurry up. But I just gradually set myself up, and I don't know. I think I was in Facebook, and I got a notification, and a dear friend of mine shared something, and I said, "Wow, thank you, goodness! I just in alignment with today's show." So, guess what? I'm going to share it with you, and if I whisper, I'm just the way it is. I don't know. So here we go. Darnella Ford, you know her. She's a regular guest. She's a friend of Life Conversations Radio. And she posted this on Facebook just like 5 minutes before the show. I'm like, I was actually looking for something to use. I was going to go to Daily Word or Daily Thought from the Hill. But I said, I forgot really. Or it didn't even cross my mind. But here it is. When we talk about the treasures of silence, this is what Darnella wrote. Yeah, let me just take it in. We all want to be there, quote unquote. We've been crawling, climbing, and slow moving towards there for what may feel like a lifetime. In frustration, sometimes we wake up with a solid vow to push harder, to make it happen in our lives. But have we paused to feel the magic of being here? You have come a long way to arrive at your now moment. Suck a good breath down deep into your lungs. Listen for the sound of the birds at your window. I hear some right now. Glance at the bending flowers as you pass them by. All of life is speaking to you and applauding your journey thus far. Make peace with here and now. And then perhaps, when you least expect it, you will wake up and find that you are there. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. Be love. I can wrap up the show. That's it. I can wrap up the show with that. She shared that like 5 minutes before the show, and I was right there to see it. And now to share it with you. That is just think about it. Where are you trying to get to? Where are you rushing to? Is there a place in your mind that you think you should be by now? Is there something you think you should be doing by now? Is there something you know, you say to yourself, I shouldn't be doing this now? Well, you know the saying, stop shooting on yourself. And I tell you, don't shoot on yourself, because adult diapers are expensive and messy. Will you give yourself the gift of now? Let me share some things, what I consider to be the treasures of silence, things that you connect with, you recall, you remember, you gather when you decide, when you set the intention to be still, to listen. And there are many ways you can do that. But let me just share some things that will come about. Actually, I want to share something with you, but right now I need to drink my tea. Don't tell anybody. So I'm going to mute myself. Hold on 1 second. I'll be right back. Okay, I'm back. That was a moment for you to be still. What are some of the treasures you receive from being silent? For going within? For eliminating distractions? Well, of course, you're given the gift of stillness, and that's something that you experience within yourself. You get to connect with inner wisdom.
You know, the wisdom that transcends time and space, the wisdom that transcends what was done before or what hasn't been done or what can or cannot be done, the wisdom of ages. You are empowered to respond instead of reacting. Think about the word reacting. It's really that. You act. You're acting. You ain't being real. You act. Stop acting. And now, when things happen to you, you do the same thing you've done before. You react. But how about respond? When you respond, what's the difference? Responding is dealing with what is happening now as if it's happening for the first time. So there is no judgment about if you know what is happening or how to handle it or not. You're like, oh, okay, this is a brand new problem. This is a brand new challenge. This is a brand new experience. What do I need to learn? How do I handle this? You're open to receiving. You're open to asking for help. So by cultivating this consciousness of silence, and as I said, you can put aside a time, but you can develop that consciousness where through the day you're silent within. We'll talk more about that. There's clarity. You connect with clarity. You develop your spiritual muscles. There's a sense of groundedness. There's focus. There's mastery over your thoughts. Oh, I love this. You radiate energy that attracts what you want because you've cleaned out yourself from the inside out. You've attuned yourself. And here's another one. You become a channel for good, a beneficial presence to life, to people. You put yourself in a perfect position to be used rather than be abused, all from developing a consciousness of silence. And really, they're all great, but this is one that I like. You better understand who you are. You get to identify who you are and who you are not. You identify the erroneous thoughts about yourself, the stories or the ideas of other people that you've been living your life by. You get to say, wow, that's not my idea of myself. That's not who I am. And you become aware of a new way of being. There's more, but we'll stop there. We'll stop there. So how do we step into this place, this space, this consciousness of silence? You cultivate it. You cultivate it by making time, as I said earlier. Make time for it. Now, this is something that you've heard many times, and I'm going to keep repeating it until I don't need to. But I'll take today as a new moment. So if today's a new moment, I'm not repeating it. I'm just saying it for the first time. That's right. People say, I don't have time to meditate. When I sit still to meditate, there's so many thoughts going on, I can't focus. I mean, first of all, the truth is, if you don't have time to meditate, that lets you know you need to meditate. Need to be a strong word, but yes, yes. Now, people say, well, I can't just sit still. You know, there's so many ways to meditate. There's so many ways to get still. Music, going nature, it goes on and on and on. Guided meditation, visualization meditation, just so many. You can write. But I'm saying keep it simple. If you can't get still, if you can't be still for 10, 15 minutes, do it for 5 minutes. If you can't do 5 minutes, do it for 3 minutes. Do it for 1 minute. That's too long. What? Do it for 30 seconds. And you know, there are people who would say,
30 seconds to be still, that's nothing. That can't, you need more than that. Well, for a person who hasn't meditated, who's struggling to meditate, that's a good place to start. That's probably 30 seconds more than they've ever done their whole life or in a long time. That's 1 minute. That's 5 minutes more. Now, meditation has so many benefits, but I want to give you a visual. Imagine you get a jar with water in it, and you go out there and get yourself a good scoop of dirt and pour it in the jar and stir it together. You know, you see the water change color. There's all kind of stuff. You may not be able to identify it because it just becomes murky. Well, if you leave the jar of water, if you just leave it on a state on a table without shaking it and just let it sit, eventually, some of the dirt will sink to the bottom. Some things will be flowing in the middle. Some things will be at the top. You may see some leaves, some insects. You know, you see all kind of stuff. You may see some stones, little pebbles. You may see some bones. Like, how'd that get in there? You see all kind of stuff. The water will sometimes change color. When you give yourself the gift of silence, the gift of being still, you allow all the thoughts that are running in your mind, the dirt and the insect and all the stuff that's just running up and down that you can't identify, to just settle. You get to see clearly. You get to connect with answers. You create a space for yourself to navigate what you're dealing with. So you may be thinking about something that was done to you, somebody betrayed you or mistreated you, whatever the case may be. I can't believe they did that. They told me they loved me. Oh my God, I'll never trust anybody anymore, and blah, 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 blah. You just go on. I need to be more, you know, I don't need to be, I need to stop being so kind because people take it for weakness. I need to stop being so loving. I just need to, you need to think that day after day, oh my God, my life is in a mess now because I left myself open. I was listening to people talk about being authentic, and you just go day after day just stuck in a past and trapped. But if you give yourself the opportunity to just shut it all up and get still, you give yourself the opportunity to see what was happening or what is happening underneath the betrayal, underneath the judgment of yourself or the other, and you may catch that, wait a minute, maybe I misunderstood what they meant. Sometimes it's not even a thinking process. It just comes up. Like, you just hear something. You hear that voice say, no, they weren't being mean. They were highlighting something. They were making an observation. Then you realize, oh, my God. Oh, they were giving me the answer because you got still. Because you gave yourself the opportunity to sit with yourself. Meditation, I mean, you can just keep it simple. I want you to think of cultivating this silence consciousness as a insurance policy for your health and well-being. There's so much that we're moving through right now. There's a lot of rapid energy going on. Energy is speeding up. I was listening to something the other day, somebody, a husband and wife channel non-physical beings, and the non-physical beings are saying, listen, you know, there was a time where 24 hours was 24 hours. Now, 24 hours is like 12 hours. Like, we have this feeling we can't get it done, and sooner or later it's going to be narrowed down. 24 hours is going to feel like 6 hours. Can you imagine? So if all of this is happening, there's all these waves and frequencies in the environment. You know, think about Wi-Fi and the TV signals and the radio signals. We're walking through all of that, and it's interacting with your thoughts. It's messing with your thoughts sometimes. But if you don't give yourself to be still like the jar and dirt in it and let the stuff that ain't yours, that's right, the stuff that ain't yours be released,
It's like, you know, meditation and getting still. Even if you don't want to call it meditation, doesn't matter what you call it. Just get still. It's like giving yourself an internal shower, an internal bath, and replenish so that you can cleanse yourself from the inside out. They say go within or go without. Sometimes you may have been running from yourself for such a long time that you get to confront what you've been running from. You may be, we say we're running from the unknown, afraid of the unknown, we're afraid of that, but the truth is the unknown is where everything happens, that place of void, that place of darkness, that place where there is the formless. That's where everything is created from. So when you get still, you give your opportunity to go to that place, to get in alignment with the impulse of the universe, to get in alignment with the truth of who you are. You're listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show on lifeconversationsradio.com. And speaking of monkey mind, we're going to take a break right now. Not to take a break, but we're going to take a break in a minute. Speaking of monkey mind, Celeste, is that you messing with the chat room? Now, let's read what's going on in the chat room. Cheryl Forsyke said, my monkey mind goes overtime. And Thinking God said, we are not monkeys. Your mind is what? Is a portion of what made the universe and everything it is. True. But she didn't say she was a monkey. She said a monkey mind. And a monkey mind is really an analogy. I'm sure think in God, you know that. It's that idea. You think of monkeys jumping from one place to the other. They just like, want to grab this, want to grab that. Oh my God, I'm late for work. Oh, I got to go to lunch. I don't have enough money to do this. Oh my God, what time do I have to pick up my children? And all those thoughts are running. But really, when your monkey mind or not, when they're in overdrive, overtime, that's when you need to get still. When you feel like you can't think straight, that is the reminder to say, wait a minute, I need to be still. So, my monkey mind, okay, I'm going to take a break now because something's going on in my chat room, which shouldn't be happening. And then we're going to talk about it, other phase, and share some quotes about stillness with you. And how you develop still, the things you can do even on your way to work, when you're at home, when you're with your children, when you're with your loved one, even being a space of silence, a space of stillness when you're making love, a place of stillness when you're cooking, a place of stillness before you go to bed. We are told that, you know, all great teachers will remind you that the answers are within you. And the answers are within us. But if you don't become still enough to hear the answer, you go without. Then we go outside to seek and find. And sometimes, now I wouldn't say especially, but yeah, we all do it in many ways. But in the spiritual community, we do it in a spiritual way. Okay, I guess. You know, we sometimes convince ourselves that the more spiritual teachers we listen to, the more I'll stop there because I don't want to really mess with your mind. But now let me put it this way. We convince ourselves that if we go and get it and we listen to the speaker and do this and do that, what they said, and then we'll find the answer. Yes, that's part of it. But you must give yourself permission to go inside of yourself. Now, sometimes there are people who will try something a spiritual teacher or mentor shared with them, and it doesn't work. Or in their mind, they say it's just a load of BS. And they end up judging, criticizing the teacher, the mentor, and they say that they just focus the energy on blaming the teacher. But the truth is, all teachers are only sharing their truth based on where they are, based on their vibration, based on what works for them. So if you catch something that lights your fire and you try and apply it and it doesn't work out because you heard that the teacher said it's got to happen a certain kind of way, well, it's a time for you to go within and see that, okay, I remember when I heard that, it rocked something, it moved something inside of me. How do I apply it in my world? So that might mean that, you know, I might have to meditate for a whole day. That might mean I meditate 30 seconds a month. That might work for me. Only you know you, but if you don't spend time to be with you, you will never know what you really want, what you really need. And you hear it, I hear it, when people call for readings. You know, when they call, they say, I want to know what's going to happen. I was going to take a break, but I caught a new energy. They're calling for a reading, and I've done it before when I've got readings with people, you know. And you ask what's going on, this is happening, blah, blah, blah. And when the reader, the intuitive, gives them what they're getting from the cards, from what they're picking up intuitively, we normally say, yep, that's true. I've been sensing that. I've been feeling that. Because the truth is, all we're looking for is a confirmation. We already know the answer. So all of you that are listening, yes, you may, something might be triggered from what you're hearing, but I'm only activating what is already in you. If you find yourself saying, yeah, that is so true, I know, but the minute you put your big butt in the way, you're going to block your own view. Get your big butt out of the way so you can see. I'm activating the truth within you. So you might even want to take notes. So, yeah, I appreciate you saying, oh, life coach, that is deep. That's one of my qualities, yes. I'm deep for my own self, sometimes too damn deep for myself. Like, relax, dude. Everything doesn't have to just be like that. But anyway, if you notice, feel, sense something within me, it's because it's within you. If you don't know it, you won't recognize it. If it's not part of you, you won't see it. If it's not part of your vibration, you won't experience it. Let's take a moment of stillness. Well, right now. You know, people trip about Daddy on radio. Pfft, who cares? All right, let's take this moment to just be still. And I want you, yeah, I'm going to take a break. We're going to take a stillness break and then break, radio break. Whatever you're doing right now, let's just take you through this experiment. If you're driving, of course, keep your eyes open. I mean, come on. If you're handling a heavy machine, stay aware, stay conscious. Whatever you're doing. But if you're in a space where you can close your eyes, do it. Be responsible for your own well-being right now. I just want you to get still. And connect with all that has been bubbling up inside of you from what you've been hearing. From the things that you remembered. Maybe even some of the things that are coming up for you and saying, no, I disagree with that. Or maybe there's some things that you say, yeah, that is so true. Just connect with the thoughts that are coming up. Maybe you say, oh, I really needed to hear this. And just listen. Listen to your body. You may feel your heart beating. You may actually hear it. Your mind, or your monkey mind, as Cheryl shared in the chat room, may be distracted right now. But just be aware. Don't try and stop it. Don't try to just be aware. And now, I want you to direct your attention to your big toes. That's right, you heard me. Your big toes. Yeah, and if you brought a smile on your face, great. That lets you know you're more flexible than you even know. Smile, if you will. Just put your attention to your big toe and feel what your big toes feel like. Have you taken time to just feel your big toes? Not with your hands, not with your fingers. Just feel them right now. You may feel them tingling. You may feel energy moving through your body. Feel the rest of your toes. What do they feel like? And if you get distracted, just bring yourself back. No excuses, no judgment. Go back to your toes. We want to move up. Just move up to your feet. Feel the energy there. Feel the energy in your feet, your ankle, your legs. What does your leg feel like? Does it feel heavy? Does it feel light? Do you feel pain? Is it numb? Don't try and send energy to it. Just feel. Just be aware. Feel your knees, your thighs. Move your way up to your hips. Just feel your body from the inside out. Feel the organs, your sexual organs, the organs in your stomach. Do you feel them? What does your lungs feel like? Can you feel your intestines? Your stomach? Your kidney? Or kidneys? Can you feel them? And yeah, some people have one. Your lungs, feel them. Feel your heart. What does it feel like? Work your way up. But don't come up because, you know, you're trying to catch up. Just move at your own pace. If you're in where I'm at, let's move. Move to your throat. What does your throat feel like? Yeah, do you need to clear your throat? Do you feel thirsty? Do you feel some tenseness? Do you feel like it's closing up? Just become aware. Feel your neck. Feel your shoulders. Do you feel pain? Do you feel relaxed? Feel your fingers. The inside of your fingers. Just feel. What does it feel like? Your hands, your wrist, your arms. Work your way up. Your jaw, is it tight? You're clenching your teeth. You feeling stressed? Feel your nose. What does your nose feel like? Don't touch it. Feel it from the inside. Feel your eyes. Now take this moment to just feel what your brain feels like. Can you feel your brain? I know your thoughts may be running wild right now. Just watch it. Observe it. And just tune in. What does your brain feel like? Does it feel heavy? Does it feel light? Does it feel big? Does it feel small? Does it feel tense? What What did you discover about yourself, about your body? What thoughts are coming up right now? This is an exercise to just connect with yourself and still your body, not trying to correct anything, not trying to fix anything, but just be aware. You can do it while you're driving. You can do it while you're work. Just start to feel yourself from the inside. You just gave yourself a gift. You hugged yourself from the inside out. It's an act of love to become aware to your body, your vehicle, the channel through which God gets to express itself. You gave yourself the opportunity to just be still, to feel grounded, to be in your body, to pull back your energy. And if you can, you're able to. What an insight. Maybe you found a treasure. Write it down. Maybe you go, you find yourself being fine. You don't even know why. It was so funny. Maybe you heard yourself, you heard us say, this is silly. What's the point of this? Because the mind picks you up if you give it back. So rather than stop yourself from thinking the thought, just recognize it. Yeah. Maybe the mind, you hear yourself, it's rough. To be there, as Donnell said about Donnell earlier, you want to get there. You want to make things happen. So sometimes it's about coming back into our body. Coming back into our bodies and honor them. Acknowledge them. Acknowledge your organs. Acknowledge what's going on. Service our cause every 3 months. Or change your oil at least. At least get some. Who knows what they're doing? To yourself, to your consciousness. You just serve. If you find yourself in a deep meditation, you may want to. This was a different break. What's happening to you right now? What treasures are you discovering? Find yourself. Try to fix this. Talk about it. Do or not do. It's just sometimes it's just as simple as coming back to yourself. Because when you know yourself, you will know God. When you know God, you will know yourself. You will remember that you have the power to change your reality. It may not be immediately, but you get to understand that, okay, I'm going to work with this. I'm going to work with this. When you spend time to just, you know, create a space for understanding. When you there is acceptance of yourself. You don't understand how you got to where you are, everything that you've gone through to get perfect. And you look at your life through the eyes. you've gone through, the triumphs. The lessons you keep repeating, successes you've ignored. Look at yourself through the eyes of compassion. You might bring yourself to tears. You might even want to feel bad, guilty, but don't do that. Judgment. Just recognize, understand why you are who you are. You can accept where you are. You can accept yourself. When you accept yourself, you are loving yourself. Now, if you're still in a deep place, you may want to turn the volume down or back away, because we're about to do a radio break right now. And if you want to share some of the treasures you found on the journey within, 347-426-3346. Every other word is sounding faint. Well, I guess it's an opportunity for two. Your power is in stillness, not in what you know intellectually. I just can't even leave it alone. The treasures of silence. Okay, let's take a break. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. Whew. It feels good when you can go within. You just made love with yourself. And you get to define what that means for you. Now, let's take a break. Let me turn this down a little bit. I don't want to jar you.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? If you did the unexpected? Would you feel scared? Proud? Relieved? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Or assisting an entrepreneur in Ukraine to launch her small business? Or creating a support group in Malawi for children orphaned by AIDS? What if you established your own path, one that others might follow? Would you rather make your own way or spend your life saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Forget to pick me up from school.
Drugs and alcohol may make you forget your problems.
My mother got help, and because of recovery, she is here for me.
Hi, Mom.
You ready?
Let's go.
For drug and alcohol treatment for you or someone you love, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
It's not always easy to see what is coming at you, or better yet, for you. You need someone in your corner who can help you navigate those blind spots. Life Coach Today has a unique ability to guide you toward clarity with compassionate coaching and an amazing sense of humor. As a coach for over 15 years, Life Coach Today has been working closely with people and freeing them to live their best life. If you are in a spot where your best friend's advice or family member's tips are not working for you, you want to step onto the playing field of life with a coach who will walk with you and support you in tapping into the best in you. When you are done with Life Coach today, you will be the change you want to see. We'll give you practical tools to finally embrace all of you and empower you to step into your greater yet to be. For a 45 minutes complimentary session, email Life Coach today at ask@lifecoachtoday.com. That's ask@lifecoachtoday.com or call 678-561-0607. That's 678-561-0607. Be still, listen, and be transformed.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
That's right. We are empowering you to live your best life from the inside out. We are getting ready for Celestial Moment and Good News Tuesday. Every day is good news. Some quotes about stillness. Lao Tzu said, "Be still. Stillness reveals the secrets of eternity." Deepak Chopra said, "In the midst of movement and chaos, keep stillness inside of you." And I say, be still and know that I am is God. Be still and know I am is God. Want to read the quotes again for you? Okay, I will. Deepak Chopra. In the midst of movement and chaos, keep stillness inside of you. Lao Tzu said, be still. Stillness reveals the secrets of eternity. Morgan Freeman said, learning how to be still, to really be still and let life happen, that stillness becomes a radiance. You glow from the inside out. Because in your stillness, you connect with God, Goddess. You connect with the essence of who you are. You connect with your divine beauty. And when people see you, they fall in love with you. And you're not even confused why they fall in love with you, because you know who you is. You know who you are. You know who you be. Celeste, do you know who you be?
Yes.
Yes, you do.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I am that. I am.
Welcome back. Welcome home.
It's good to be home, right back into myself. Thank you for escorting me and the family along the way. I am so excited to do this Good News Tuesday because I need the medicine that I'm also sharing with everybody else.
Okay.
You know, helps you keep some things in perspective. So I'm going to get right through it. And I love what you're sharing, though I'm running back and forth.
You could run back and forth as much as you want. Just make sure you keep stillness within. That's all I ask.
Oh, you've got it, Life Coach today. And you're, you know, you're coming out of your psychic class a little bit, interpreting a little bit what my celestial moment, the weather report, is going to be.
I've been out my psychic closet. What are you talking? What are you talking about, Shouty? I've been out.
Come out. Come out. Come out wherever you are. Guys, you know he's intuitive, right? He doesn't front about it. He doesn't whatever. But once you do some work with him, you figure out real quickly that Life Coach today has some supernatural powers.
Me?
Yes.
Let me be quiet.
Yes. Let me do this thing over here. So welcome to what? It's so much fun doing a show with you. Can I just tell you that?
Yes. Thank you. Say it again.
It's so much fun doing a show with you. Thank you so much.
Oh, excuse me. The sound went out. Could you repeat that? I didn't hear what you said.
It is so much fun playing with you, Nutty Professor, Mad Hatter, Metaphysical Rebel. You keep me in line with my own greatness. That's why I hang out with you. And I'm sure that's why the listeners join you every day. So, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Like Judy Jakes, get ready.
Okay, get your tea. Get your tea.
He's cold. I was like, Jack, he was cold. I got to go make some more tea now after that meditation. He was like,
okay.
I'm out. Good news. Be quiet.
Welcome to Good News Tuesday on the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. We are clear that what we focus on expands. And if we want to be the change we want to see, then it's time to focus on news that makes us smile instead of cringe. Whenever Life Coach Today is solo, we'll be bringing you good news that you might not have caught while you were channel surfing. Well, we are focusing on a new stream of love and light starting now. A heart transplant has sparked a romance between the donor's sister and the recipient. I didn't have any words to describe it. It was just this, you know, connection, Aaron Roberts said. Aaron's brother, Kellen Roberts, was on a trip to Sioux Falls, South Dakota, when he hit his head on March 7, 2005. The free-spirited Seattle resident, who was an organ donor, died in South Dakota. In nearby Minneapolis, 17-year-old Connor Rabinowitz was waiting, hoping for a new heart. I just wish he could know how grateful I am for him, Rabinowitz said. The transplant was a success, and with a second chance at life, Rabinowitz said he needed to find out about the man who saved him. When Connor and Kellen's sister, Erin, met for the first time, they told that they fell instantly in love. The couple shared their story with ABC News Seattle affiliate Como. I have it vividly in my head, just looking over, feeling her mom hug me, and just staring into her eyes, Connor said. For Erin, the moment was priceless. To know that a part of something you loved so much can continue on, but not just continue on in existence, but be the life force for someone else? I don't know if there are any words to describe that. I don't have the words either. Erin and Connor and Kellen. But I tell you that my heart is full right now. Energy doesn't die. And her brother has given a gift of love twice. How beautiful. I found this good news on Good Morning America. If you happen to hear of more good news like this one, inbox me on Facebook or email me at CelesteMorgan@hotmail.com. You can also reach me on a Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan fan like page. Now be sure to pass this good news on and be somebody's good news today. Thank you. You have anything you want to add, Life Coach, today?
It's all been said. Love lives on. Love lives on. And, you know, like, just never know. And it helps us see that love is so, what's the word, so much more expansive than we try and, you know, than we can actually even try and define it. You know, I always say when you define love, you limit the experience, you limit it. And I do have a crazy, crazy thought about it, but I'm not going to share it. I'm just going to leave it on the good news.
Yeah, go ahead, Life Coach Day. I want you to.
No, I won't.
Love is freedom.
Yeah, well, I heard this story yesterday, and I really loved it and moved it, but you know what I said, but I'm just going to leave it alone. Anybody who wants to know what the joke is, inbox me, but I ain't telling you nothing.
What a mess.
I have a way of just playing with words and life and different perspective, but you know, yeah, we do have an opportunity to keep love alive. Love never dies, and yeah, thank you for just finding the stories that you find and sharing with us, Celeste. Now it's time for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan. And that's Lady with the voice. So let's go chat it. Let's be quiet right now. Now, let's welcome back to Miss Moore.
And now it's time for the energy of the day. I come bearing a number gift and trust you will be able to use these tools to embrace all that is showing up in your life right now. The energy of the day equals 7. And if you happen to be celebrating a birthday today, this is your lesson number for the whole year. The number 7 is ruled by the planet Neptune and is considered to be a highly spiritual number with introverted qualities. It's the number of perfection, security, safety, and rest. We have 7 days of the week. There are 7 chakras. The 7th chakra is the crown chakra, and this energy center connects us to the divine. 7 also shows up in the Mayan oracle deck as mystical power. 7 also belongs to an African Orisha by the name of Yimaya, and she is the life-giving portion of the ocean, the mother of the waters. The 7th letter of the alphabet is G, and words like guidance, golden, and God connect us to the divine power of 7. Today, we are going to put the spotlight on the Black Panther of the medicine cards. The Black Panther's number is not 7. It's actually 52, but when you add 5 plus 2, you get 7. So here we go. Oh, Midnight Jaguar, wash me with your courage and instill me with your grace so I may know the value of the void of time and space. Teach me all your lessons, how to face the dark unknown. Then let me bravely leap into the shadows all alone. In the Native American culture, the Black Panther symbolizes embracing the unknown. We are reminded that there was a time when the darkness of the womb used to be our home. We all come forth from the darkness and to the light, and the Black Panther's medicine reminds us of that fact. It allows us to face our fears and darkest behaviors, exploring the hidden, shadowy aspects of the human soul. We fear what we do not know. And since we didn't know how to embrace the panther's gift, many panthers have been killed by human beings. Now, the panther waits patiently for brave souls to walk in the valley of death, to go beyond their fears and trust her and awaken to the ultimate transformation. The color black is respected and honored by the red race. Darkness is a place to heal, to uncover the truth, to seek and find answers. The Black Panther teaches us to look inside of ourselves, into those places that need healing, to embrace uncomfortable territory through self-discovery and courageously face the unknown. Panthers are quiet, very sensitive, and they are not afraid of being alone. If you connect to panthers, then you are already in touch with your inner knowledge. You trust your own thoughts and instincts. You pay attention to your senses and use care, which are all a part of the panther's medicine. To access the full power of the panther is quite easy when you get still and listen. Then you will receive the treasures of silence and learn that there is nothing to fear. All is well. And that's the story of 7 through the Black Panther of the medicine cards. I'll see you around 1 for another celestial moment. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, my friend. I appreciate you. You just have a way of weaving it together. Sometimes I'm just going, shaking my head, going, You know, thank you for another way of reminding us to go into that dark place, to go
yes.
to the fullness, the empty space, and not be afraid to be alone. Thank you, Celeste.
I
appreciate
have,
you.
I have one more thing, though, you know.
Oh, what you got?
Yeah,
what you got?
I do. You know, I really love the Black Panther, not just as the medicine cards for Native Americans. But there's a superhero called Black Panthers. And the one thing that I love about this is so synchronistic is the first time the Black Panther showed up in comics, this issue was number 52.
Interesting.
Like, how cool is that?
Interesting. Yeah, there are no accidents, only
there
coincidences.
Indeed. So thank you so much for this time, this intro segment of Good News Tuesday.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, Celeste. I appreciate you.
My pleasure.
We're just thanking each other, appreciating each other, because that's when you really know who you is, when you know who you are, when you know who you be. You just like in gratitude to yourself and others, like, oh, my God, thank you for being part of my life. Thank you for listening to the show. Thank you for sharing your thoughts. Thank you for sharing your insight. We have Thinking God in the chat room. We have Dream Master. And we have Monica. We have Electra, the electrifying sister. A lot of conversation going on in the chat room. Thinking God said, we made everything we see with our own eyes. Our brain just beats vibrations. That's right, Fabio. I am with you on that. Think in God. And Dream Master, thank you. Thank you for the love out, not the shout out, for sending love here. We're sending it to you. And all the others that are listening that we don't see in the chat room or on the phone lines, thank you all for tuning in. We appreciate you, those of you listening on the archive. And those of you listening on the, what are you listening on the phone lines, thank you for being here. Tam Tam is in the house. Glow, glow, glow on. Glenda and others, thank you, thank you. Thank you for being part of this moment, this experience. And I'm going to call Monica out. When I took you through that innotation, ooh, that's a new word, innotation, inner meditation, you could have been doing that if you were eating or driving. She said she was eating. She said it was a good meditation, but I was eating. I mean, come on, just think about when your hand grabs hold of the fork, the spoon, or maybe you're eating with your hands and you put it in that plate. Just be with that and how it goes into your mouth. She said, I may have made me. She said she would have missed her mouth if she was meditating with us. You can never miss your mouth because you don't look at your mouth when you eat. You just know where it is. You just know where it is. Now, that itself, you can just think about it. You know, even in the dark, we miss it. When we miss our mouth in the dark, it's because we think it's dark, we can't see it, and we convince ourselves, we lie to ourselves that because the light is on, because you don't really look at your mouth when you eat. You don't put a mirror and say, where's my mouth? You scoop and you open up and it goes into your mouth. Yeah. I want to share something with you. This is from one of the holy books known as the Bible, and this is one version of Genesis 1, and said, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now, the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. For me, it means so many things, but what I want to pull out is when you take time to be still, you invite yourself to that place within you that is formless, that is dark, that is empty, but holds the wisdom of ages. Because you really want to tap into the formless aspect of yourself, because everything that is formed is already done. There's no point cooking something that's already been cooked. You can warm it up, but if it's already cooked and you try and cook it again because I want to cook something, macaroni and cheese or whatever, what comes to mind, I don't know, pizza or whatever, rice. And there's a time when you're cooking something, you stop because you know it is done. If you keep doing it, then they say we overcook it. So if you know, this, you think of the iPhones and the Androids and the apps. One person came up with an idea, and then we're building up on the idea. So when you give yourself the opportunity to go within, to tap into the formless, to tap into the essence of who you are, to tap into the inner wisdom, to tap into intuition, you are gifted with a new insight. You become the channel through which an idea is birthed. The treasures of stillness. What are they? I shared some earlier at the beginning of the show. The treasures you get to collect when you get still, when you get silent, you get to connect with inner wisdom, get to connect with your intuition. You develop the ability to respond to challenges or to life rather than react. You tend to have a sense of clarity about your life. You develop your spiritual muscles. So you don't have to depend on your spiritual first aid kit. Because you have been developing your spiritual muscles, you can handle what life brings on your path. Sometimes you need a spiritual first aid kit. And they come as ministers, as life coaches. They come as a good friend. They come as an accountability partner. They come as a book. They come as a tool, a meditation that, you know, just brings you back to your core. Maybe sometimes walking in nature. They come in many forms. But you don't want to wait until you need your spiritual first aid kit. You can continue to develop your spiritual muscles, you know. And you get to remind yourself that the oak is already in the acorn. Regardless, well, even though I say regardless of your political point of view, because if you say you're not a Democrat, you're something else, then you may not be able to go here, but that's okay. We'll just come back to you because I have something else for you. But, you know, if you look at Barack Obama, what it took for him to be where he is right now was already within him when he was born. And everything that he went through was the perfect fertilizer for him to be who he is today. If you think of the Oprah, if you think of the Bill Gates, if you think of people who went from poverty to the penthouse, everything that happened in their life was the perfect fertilizer to help them be where they are. And the same thing happens for you. And some of the fertilizer sometimes stinks. But the fertilizer is growing you. The pain is growing you. The challenges are growing you. The people who get on your nerves are growing you. If you're feeling pissed off, you're being growed up. Yes. When you start to look at life from that perspective, you become a channel for good. You become a space for being used rather than being abused. One of the insights that came for me on my silent retreat, before I play something for you here, is Spirit just, it came so clear. Spirit just reminded me that I need to pay more attention to my creation. I need to focus more. I need to affirm myself and see what I'm creating and not take it for granted. And it was like, bam, that's true. I do take my creations for granted sometimes. There was a belief system not to even look at it, not to get caught up, not to get too big-headed. So I'm like, yeah, I did that. Yeah, anybody else can do that. Yeah, you know, it's nothing new. I'm not saying anything that nobody's saying. Oh, well, what I did, yeah, it's nice, but we got to move on now. But Spirit's like, no, look at your creation. Focus on what you're creating. Affirm who you are. See who you are. See the what your work is doing. And just looking at that, not from an egotistical perspective, just looking at what you created. It's like, wow. You know, we tend to see it in others sometimes. We can celebrate others when they create something that we probably couldn't do. We're like, oh, my God, you inspired me. But how often do we spend time to looking at what we are doing, what we're going through? The treasures of silence. You get to hear the truth. You get to connect. And you get to transcend time. You really do. Let's see, I got another quote here that I want to share with you, and then I'm going to give you something from Abraham. Let's see, which one do I want to share with you? Ah, I like this one. There are seasons when to be still demands immeasurably higher strength than to act. Margaret Bottom. Bottom as in bottom, with an E. B-O-T-T-O-M-E. Just in case you're like, what did it say? I'm going to make sure I address that so we can move on. She said, there are seasons when to be still demands immeasurable higher strength than to act. Sometimes you just got to find that stillness when your mind, the monkey mind, as Cheryl reminded us earlier, you know, say do something else. It's got to be this way. You just got to find the stillness to keep doing what you're doing. It may be unusual. It may never have been done before. You may not even know where you're going with what you're saying or what you're doing, but you just find that stillness and keep doing it and trust the process. It takes courage. It takes cultivation. And if you want to transcend time, learn to be patient. Because when you're patient, you're transcending time and space. And we got something here from Abraham to continue the conversation. And Moses will be right back. I just felt to say that. Oh, Lord, Abraham, where are you? Without time and space, instant manifestation is the title of this audio clip. Without time and space, instant manifestation. Be patient. Be still. 347-426-3346. We'll be right back.
Okay. One more little thing. I also like the idea that this 17-second combustion point of thought. And I think I heard you say on a CD that it's incrementally getting quicker, and that's related to this being a time of awakening.
But what we are saying is that because the stream is moving faster, in other words, more contrast causes more asking, and more asking causes more answering. So the vibrational basis of all that is raising, which means the stakes are getting a little higher, you might say, in that the reason that the well are weller today and the sick are sicker is because the stream's moving faster. And in a faster moving stream, you don't have as much latitude to be sloppy in your thinking. And the combustion point, in other words, when you hold a thought for 17 seconds, by law of attraction, another thought like it will join it. And when the two thoughts join, there is a combustion point that has the potential of creation. There's creation in those combustion points. And we think the reason that you like the idea of that is because it makes creation feel more tangible to you. There's something about being physical. You were born into a time and space reality because those measurements are more meaningful to you. And the reason that those measurements are more meaningful to you is because it gives you a greater facility to focus. And in focus, there is power, you see.
Right.
It's like the difference between a spectrum of light and a laser beam. The laser beam is more focused, you see.
Okay.
So where were you going with that? What is intriguing to you about that?
Because I want to understand what the significance of that is. Like, you know, if you know, let's just say that the combustion point of thought, and it's probably not going to happen in our lifetime, but, I mean, is it just going to keep getting shorter and shorter and shorter? Because I plan on coming back, you know? And so when I come back again, is it going to be 5 seconds? And what's the significance of that? I mean, should I be excited? Is that wonderful?
Well, let us tell you something. You're really going to like this. It's always fun to offer analogies and then have time go by where your understanding broadens and then go back and revisit a former analogy from a new place of understanding. So let's do that here.
Okay.
So as we talk about this 17 seconds, this was an analogy that we offered in order to assist you in understanding that there is power in thought, and to sort of help you to understand how law of attraction responds to thought. So now think about this vibrational escrow that we are now talking about, which we were not talking about when we were talking about that 17 seconds.
Right, right.
Now we're talking about this vibrational escrow, and we're talking about you becoming a vibrational match to your vibrational escrow. So consider this. We think this will be an intriguing concept for you to wrap your thoughts around. In the non-physical realm, there is no time or space between the offering of a thought and the full receiving of all of the manifestational benefit of it. In other words, instant manifestation. Because we are non-physical energy and we are receiving the fullness of our experience through thought. In other words, you are in this physical realm where you choose to translate your creation into the stuff that you can translate through your physical senses and so on. But we want you to understand that when you give birth, remember, you are us. You are that which we are. You are the extended physical leading edge version of us, but you are us. So when your life causes you to ask for something, we live it immediately. That's why we were shouting at you, it's done. It's done. It's done, you see. So all that has to, this isn't about time shortening. This isn't about law of attraction getting faster. This closing of this gap is an individual thing. It's only about your perception, your willingness to accept the worthiness and the doneness of the receiving of anything that you are asking for. You use your physical eyes as your excuse to separate yourself from the things that you want, and you don't need to do that. And so this gap closing really is about, and we talked about this briefly with someone earlier, that the more of you who are getting this, the more of you who are knowing that you are source energy, the more of you who are speaking and knowing as you speak your worthiness. There is, feel the difference between saying, I am worthy and you are too, and saying, we could be worthy if we did these things. There are no conditions about your worthiness. There are no conditions about your godliness. There's no conditions about your goodness. You just have to accept your goodness. You just have to convince yourself about it. And so this closing of the gap, or this 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, whatever seconds you want to call it, it's only about your willingness to let go of the ideas that separate you from the goodness of that which you are. That was good.
It was great. Thank you so much, Abraham.
Yes, very good. It is not an easy thing to contemplate non-physical, is it? Because you want to decipher everything through your physical format. The best way for you to decipher what is non-physical is to feel it. Non-physical is from your ability to perceive it, it's about feeling. Not so much about visions, not so much about experience. It's about feeling. It's that exaggerated interpreter that you feel rather than see. Yes.
That's right. That is the truth. And when you don't give yourself, when you don't make space to feel yourself, to feel all of life, you will hurt your own feelings. That hurt my feelings is because you've allowed other people's narrow-mindedness to get through to the essence of who you are. Sometimes it is you hurting your own feelings because you narrow yourself to the five centers. So the treasures, one of the treasures of stillness, of silence, is to move you from being frantic to focus. Because when you're focused, oh my God, you're in connection with all that is. You're in connection with what was expressed in Genesis 1. You're expressed with the beginning of all beginnings. You're in contact with formlessness. You're in contact with source. And then you get to resource the source. And you have all the resources you need because you are resourcing the source. You're connected as one and the same. And anything you think you need or don't have, it means you don't need to have it. You keep moving and keep moving, keep breathing, keep trusting, and it's all about listening to the inner voice. It's all about listening to the inner voice. Will you make time and space for you? Will you let go of the judgment? Will you let go of, yeah, I know, but as I said earlier, get your
big butt out of the way. You're blocking your own damn view. You need a whole new view, and that butt needs to move. Catch a new view of life and turn your butt sideways. If you can't move it out of the way, just say, oh, grab your own butt with your two hands and just, okay, or move your neck. Because there's something tapping inside, but your butt is getting in the way. Let's have a little bit of Charles Holt. I hear something tapping for you, for me, for us. We are growing together, and we've got to embody the spiritual truth that we know, and then we become the birther of a new truth. We become the birther of a new reality. We become the birther of a new life, of the change we want to see, of the joys that we desire. We are the one, and this is Charles Holt, saying something is tapping, but you really want to hear it, you got to get still. You got to create, cultivate a space of stillness. Tap in, Charles Holt. Tap my consciousness, why don't you? 347-426-3346. We'll be right back. Charles Holt, over to you.
You were tapping on my head. Is there something that I didn't do right? Something that I need to know? Something that I need to write? You were tapping in the nighttime. You're tapping all day. Maybe you just want to hear a sweet song. Do you just want me to sing again?
People.
dropping on my head. Must be something that I'm doing right. But more that I need to know, more than I need, that I need to ride. You were tapping in the nighttime, tapping all day long. Maybe you just want to hear the sweet song. Dude, do you want me to live again? Live again, live again. Maybe you just want to hear the sweet song. Do you want me to heal again? Maybe you just want to hear the sweet song. Yeah. Do you want me to fly again? Maybe you just want to hear the sweet song. Do you want me to give again? Forgive again. Give again, give again. Oh, I feel you tapping maybe you.
Mind of God.
I know, that's right. Go ahead, Reverend Michael Bernard Beckwith. Straight out of the mind of God, will you be still enough to hear what that tap is trying to tell you? Maybe you need to forgive again. Maybe you need to live again. Maybe you need to write again. Maybe you need to just love again. Start with you. It's almost time to release the show. I've had a wonderful stillness moment. As we allow what was seeking to birth to come through us all, the truth is we co-created this, you know. That's funny enough, really. I thought, I'll share this with you. I thought about the meditation that I was going to do, and then I thought, no, I'm not doing any meditation. But when it came, it just came. You just surrender. You let it be. And, yeah, it's about releasing. It's about allowing. And, you know, we get caught up in, well, woo-woo. Well, like I always say, call me woo-woo. Because the great stuff happens in the realm of woo-woo. Everything else is just like, it's done already. So live in the metaphysics, the metaphysical realm, so you can create your own physical realm. You get to recreate, redefine your life, write your own story, get to understand who and what you are. Then when you come from that place, you make time to rest, to release every stressful thought. Rest, R-E-S-T. Take time to rest. Take time to release every stressful thought. Your life depends on it. Literally. It's almost time to release the show. Let's see. Anything else I want to share with you?
Oh, yeah. Celeste was in the chat room, I think. So I think she saw For Saggy Sends Love to You, Celeste, for the celestial moment and just your energy, I guess. And Dream Master, thank you for the love you're sharing in the chat room and privately. I appreciate it. I honor you and I give thanks for you. And I am grateful. And I am grateful for this opportunity to share my gifts, my nuttiness, my consciousness, my godness. And thank you for giving me an opportunity to just be who I be. The truth is, I will be who I'm going to be anyway. Because I know my freedom depends on it. So I encourage you to be who you're going to be. Because your life depends on it. Go ahead and be you. Go ahead and do you, boo. That's the freedom. The freedom that comes with being authentic. The freedom that comes with going within and finding out what is great about you. What is amazing about you. You realize that you're so much more than your thoughts. You're so much more than your story. You're so much more than what happened to you or what didn't happen to you. You get to realize, oh my God, I came here to deliver some gifts. Wow. I never, look at this bag of treasures. How did I miss it? This has been here all along? Nah. God, stop playing. Nah. You must have put that around my neck while I was sleeping. And God is like, nope. It's been there all the time. That's why I was tapping you. Tapping. Speaking of tapping, to find out more about Agape, go to agapelive.com to find out about how they are connecting you with the essence, your inner self. Connect you with stillness. Agapelive.com. To find out more about Charles Holt, go to intuitiverebel.com. intuitiverebel.com. It's almost time to release the show. And we're going to release the show the same way we started the show. We're going to whisper. Okay? Shh. Did you have fun? Did you enjoy the show? Let me know. Whisper in the chat room.
You know you can whisper in the chat room, right? There's actually a function in the chat room. I think, let me double check it. And you can click the whisper button. And you can whisper. When you whisper, you whisper to one person. Now, let's see. Oh, no. Oh, there it is, I think. Let's see.
I don't want to tell you that because then you're going to get all messed up and you won't know how to share. And then you'll be like, how do I get back to all users? But you can whisper. And as we whisper, I'm going to read what Darnella shared with us and gave to me just before the show. And I want to leave you with this. Again, if you missed it at the beginning, because I know you say you're going to listen at the beginning. You're going to listen to the show again, but you get too busy and you can't come back. So I'm going to whisper and remind you, Darnella Ford,
my friend said, we all want to be there, quote unquote there. We've been crawling, climbing, and slow moving towards there for what you may feel like lifetimes. In frustration, sometimes we wake up with a solid vow to push harder, to make it happen in our lifetime, in our lives. All right, thank you, lady. But not Darnella, somebody's whispering in my ear. But have we paused to feel the magic of being here? Have you come? You have come a long way to arrive at your now moment. Suck a good breath down deep into your lungs. Listen for the sound of the birds at the window. Glance at the bending flowers as you pass them by. All of life is speaking to you, applauding your journey thus far. Make peace with here and now, and then perhaps when you least expect it, you will wake up and find that you are there, and there is here. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you, and I thank God for you. Be love. It is the essence of your being. Be true to yourself. You deserve it. And allow the love to flow in and out. Be loved. Don't be too strong to be loved. Let people know you need a little bit of cuddle. You need a little bit of hug. I'm out of here. I'll see you tomorrow for Ancestral Blueprint. And I thank you. for being who you are. Life Conversations Radio, we dare you to live your best life.
Okay. Life Conversations, we dare you to live your best life.
You've never lived until you listen to this radio network.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
I am out of here. Peace and blessings. Thank you. Take your time.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.